Welcome home to philosophy, where we wonder about everything, and anything is possible. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Corey, the Laughing Philosopher. Life is complicated. The world is complicated, and you are complicated. Figuring out how to live a happy, meaningful life, guided by wisdom and reason, is not easy. Is life a game? What is love? Should I fear death? Is this a just world? Almost from the moment of birth, you've been told how to behave, how to fit in, and how to fulfill other people's expectations. You fear that you will lack importance or cease to exist in the lives of others if you think for yourself and question the rules and roles you've been told define you. Wisdom and reason will remove this illusion so you can live authentically in the world around you, find your true purpose, and become your real self. Welcome to episode 94, Dodging Life's Six Deadly Landmines. The Laughing Philosopher's Guide. Living a happy, virtuous life, guided by wisdom and good sense, is not easy. A good life requires hard effort and hard attention. It requires adding the right things to your life and subtracting the wrong things. A boring, miserable life is just as hard to achieve. It requires as much skill and practice as any other discipline. It's not easy to ruin your life. It doesn't just happen for no reason. You have to do the wrong things to get to the wrong place. You have to force things step by step. Step 1. Spend most of your time thinking about yourself. Don't waste your time thinking about anyone but yourself. You are the most powerful person in your life and the only person who matters. Your wants and needs, your dreams and desires, your beliefs and opinions, and your tastes and preferences are paramount. For you, the world no longer matters. As you unceasingly think about yourself, be certain to use labeling in order to devalue yourself. As soon as you label a person, especially yourself, you degrade and reduce your estimation of that person to the expectations that label implies. So it's important that you completely identify yourself with your job, your income, your possessions, and your social status. You are your profession. You are your wealth. You are your material possessions. Identify yourself with these labels and don't let go of what you think you are. This way, you will never become more than you are. You will never achieve your full potential, and you will never be all that you can be. So when you lose your title and your paycheck and your prestige, you will feel worthless and invisible and lost, and your life will be ruined. Check. Step 2. Wherever you sit is the head of the table. The person you spend the most time alone with is yourself. The person you think about and obsess about the most is yourself. So naturally, you will become well acquainted with yourself. And when you know and understand yourself, you are bound to discover that you are perfect. Other people have weaknesses and imperfections. You are perfect. Don't question your beliefs and convictions. Other people's beliefs are not just different, but wrong. Don't yield to the judgment of others. Dare to be first. You are a self-creation. Everything you are and everything you possess has been earned by you. Parents, teachers, family, friends, colleagues, and mentors have contributed nothing, and you owe them nothing. You earned and accomplished everything alone. As you evaluate your biography and make sense of your life and experiences, don't look beyond yourself. No one has helped you, empowered you, supported you, believed in you, motivated you, or appreciated you. People who have surrounded you daily, almost from the moment of birth, have had a trivial, insignificant impact on your life. You are the most important person. Wherever you stand is the center of the room. Wherever you sit is the head of the table. Empty yourself of humility and gratitude. Don't ever be content with little, so that you will never be satisfied. Don't ever think you have enough of what you already have. Turn a blind eye to the things you already have and focus on the things you wish you could have. Your life may be someone else's dream, but so long as you think what you don't have is greater than what you do have, you will be hopelessly miserable. Your goal is to have everything you desire, but still feel something is missing. In the end, so long as your desires are insatiable and your achievements are unfulfilling, you will fail to find true happiness, grow tired, stop trying, give up, and fall. On the way down, there will be no one to lean on, no one to catch you, and your life will be miserable and ruined. Check. Step 3. Sacrifice your integrity, relationships, individuality, and peace of mind. These 4 precious things should never be ends in themselves, but means to an end. And the end is always the same: your happiness and well-being. True happiness is found in the accumulation of wealth, power, fame, and pleasure. Work in order to accumulate. Accumulate in order to motivate yourself to work. That is all. Personal integrity can't be sold, but it can be traded for something better. Relationships are priceless when you need them, and worthless when you don't. You can do whatever you want to people you're never going to see again. Individuality is the price of belonging, approval, and acceptance. Once you sacrifice your individuality to conformity, you will never free yourself from the chains you revere. Peace is a commodity you must search for, not where it actually is, not inside yourself, but outside of yourself, in material possessions. This way, when you can't find inner peace in materialism, you will wear yourself out, give up, and be miserable. If it costs you your peace, it's not too expensive. Live as if there is nothing more to life than buying and selling things with each other. Living is a transaction, and everything is a commodity. Sacrifice your integrity, humanity, individuality, and peace of mind to achieve your worldly desires. And when you have abused these true treasures merely as a means to an end, your life will be ruined. Check. Step 4. Be perfect. Never stop trying to live a perfect life. You are broken and need to be fixed. So long as you need to be repaired, others will neither accept nor approve of you. Be hard on yourself. Try too hard. Work too hard. Care too much. Wear yourself out. Burn yourself up. Force things to happen earlier or later than they should. Hurry. Want what you want, and want it now, not later. Amplify your negative qualities and suppress positive ones. Don't embrace change. Resist it. Change doesn't mean new beginnings. It really means sad, painful endings. Think of life as a river. It's unpredictable and risky. It's dangerous. Don't trust it. Don't flow with it. Hold fast to the bank of the river. Don't let go. Cling and wait. All you get by waiting is more waiting, and your life will be ruined. Check. Step 5. Don't think for yourself. Everything in your head has been put there by someone else. Every thought you think and every belief you believe was thought and believed by someone else before you. You were born You will grow old and you will die without ever having a single original thought. You didn't discover the world is round. Someone told you. You didn't discover the earth is not the center of the universe. Someone told you. You not only didn't choose a single one of your beliefs, you can't. You have no choice of what to think and believe. Just try to believe that France doesn't exist. Your heredity, environment, and society determine what you think and what you believe. To be a moral person, one must be free. To be free, a person must be unmotivated. If you do the right thing because you fear going to hell, or because you desire to go to heaven, then your action is not free, but motivated. If you do the right thing because you are told to, and because you desire acceptance and approval, then your action is motivated and not free. So long as your actions have a motive, your actions are not actions, but reactions. Don't bother trying to think for yourself. Don't bother trying to live a moral, virtuous life. Don't bother trying to use your own wisdom and experience to make up your own mind. Conformity is a guarantee of acceptance and belonging. The majority is a guarantee of safety and certainty. Just do as you're told. Don't think for yourself. Ignore your own insight and good sense, and your life will be ruined. Check. Step 6. Drown yourself in the world's problems. The chief cornerstone of a boring, miserable life is to overburden yourself with the world's troubles. Don't keep society's problems at arm's length. Embrace them. Obsess over politics and religion. If you think about it, the war in America between red states and blue states is really just a fight over imaginary lines in the dirt. Wyoming exists only in your imagination. And wars over religious beliefs are really just a fight over literature. Which book really was written and inspired by God? Was it the Christian's book or the Muslim's book? This is like fighting a war over which one of Shakespeare's plays is the most authentic. A war between the cult of Hamlet and the cult of Romeo and Juliet. Humans have created thousands of gods throughout history, and armies of passionate believers fighting and dying to defend them. And when humans eventually grow tired and bored with them, these imaginary gods are buried by the thousands in a cemetery called mythology. Fighting over imaginary beings and imaginary lines in the dirt will waste too many of the finite number of precious heartbeats you have. Life is only too short if you waste too much of it. The key to ruining your life is to waste most of your time worrying about things you can't change or control. Worry about the past that already happened and regret what is lost, gone, or done, so you can feel depressed. Worry about the future that hasn't happened yet, so you can feel anxious and fearful over what may happen. Immerse yourself in the world's problems, and you will ruin your life. Check. Self-destruction is easier than you think or care to admit to yourself. Think only about yourself. Check. Be first. Check. Sacrifice everything. Check. Be perfect. Check. Do as you're told. Check. Embrace the world's problems. Check. There was a time when your life was like a puzzle where everything falls neatly into place. Today, if your relationships feel wrong, if your job is boring, or if your life is miserable, then it's the perfect time to ruin your life. If what once made you happy doesn't anymore, if every little thing that happens seems to irritate and annoy you, then it's the perfect time to resist, change, and continue in the same direction. There is a risk that if you change, if you don't continue, you won't get to where you shouldn't be going in the first place. When you know what you don't want, you must not change to what you do want. Don't swim with the flow. Just struggle against the current, suffer, and be dragged. This is how to ruin your life. If you don't, there is a danger that you might be happy. Thank you for listening. I hope you will take what you've learned and be a better person. Think for yourself. Question everything. Accept nothing that does not agree with your own reason and good sense. And I promise you, despite its sham and drudgery, you will get on pretty well in this crazy world. I'm Dr. Robert Corey. Until we meet again, be good.